Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
In so many recent studies, roughly 1 in 3 healthy women over 50 reported low or no sexual desire. That is not good news for us women. But the good news is that there are safe and effective ways for women to get out of that libido limbo that some of us, not necessarily me, might be in. My guest is Dr. Lori Steele-Smith. She's a licensed naturopathic physician and acupuncturist. So Dr. Steele-Smith, this seems to be more common than we realize, what with so many women reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
So besides the natural way of possibly reading a book, which quite frankly the book didn't totally do it for me that way, what are we supposed to do if we notice that we're just not that interested anymore?
Well, there are a plethora of things that people can do. And I think that we really need to start with looking at the fact that sexual energy is a powerful life force. And it is a powerful life force that is vital energy. And what women need to do is increase this vital energy in their bodies. And there are many natural ways that women can do this, through creating a good, strong foundation of health, which I spend a great deal of time talking about in my book, Great Sex Naturally, as well as through using natural medicines to heal their pelvic health, balance their hormones. In addition, they can use herbal aphrodisiacs to help to boost their sexual energy. And I think of the aphrodisiacs as really almost like the icing on the cake after they've created this good foundation of health. But there are supplements, there are herbs, and like I said, there's a plethora of things that women can do.
So talk about some of the supplements and herbs that help us as aphrodisiacs. And are there foods that are real, actual aphrodisiacs?
Okay, well, that's a great question. The foods, there's no doubt that there are super libido foods. And these libido foods are chock full of all kinds of nutrients and polyphenols and other kinds of chemicals that actually help to increase circulation. They help to nourish your body on a very deep level. I do recommend that women need to nourish the yin energy of their body, which is the feminine aspect of qi. We live in a very yang culture, and the yang culture means that it's a more masculine type culture, and women need to nourish this more yin energy. And so eating foods that help to nourish this and to nurture this is very important. So some of these things would be our pomegranate seeds. You know, they've been used even back as far as the days of the Romans to help increase fertility. I think they thought that it would increase fertility and increase libido through because of all the seeds that are found in there. But there's actually a hormonal component to the pomegranate seeds. In addition, there are omega-3 fats that are found in our flax seeds and our pumpkin seeds and our chia seeds. And these things are really important for hydrating the vulva and the vagina. We want to be having these kinds of fats because as women go into perimenopause and menopause or when they're lactating, these tissues can become very thin, very dry, and can make it so that sex is painful or uncomfortable, or when it could even bleed, it's so uncomfortable. So making sure that we have a lot of these omega-3 fatty acids in our diets are also very important.
Now, what about supplements? Obviously, if you're talking about omega-3s, a fish oil supplement, if you're not somebody getting it naturally in your foods, might not be a bad idea. But are there other supplements that you specifically would recommend to help with these kinds of mood swings that we have and libido problems?
Oh, gosh. So if women are really having a lot of sort of PMS and irritability, and we all know that that's not very sexy, and I know that a lot of my patients come to me because they're just saying, you know, what happened? Where did my libido go? And how come the word sex just doesn't convey the same sense of magic and excitement it once did? And, you know, when we really look at why that's happening, you know, they're just seeing sex as another thing they have to do. They just don't have the energy, or they don't feel well, or their hormones are imbalanced. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of women come to me for is for PMS, especially during that perimenopausal time. And one of the products I've used to treat that, because of all the mental emotional component to it, is a product called PEA, or phenyl ethyl amine. That's the long term for it. And PEA is actually found in chocolate, which is one of our sort of flagship food aphrodisiacs. But PEA, if you don't want to be eating a lot of chocolate, then you can actually, in fact, who's not going to want to eat a lot of chocolate?
but you're talking specifically more dark chocolate, right?
Well, dark chocolate would be better for us. So we're not getting all that sugar and all that dairy. But PEA is it's basically like a love supplement or romance chemical. And the reason why is because it increases a neurotransmitter called dopamine in the brain. And for women going through hormonal changes where they're feeling more irritable, it can really help them. But in addition, I see it as an herbal aphrodisiac, as something that just makes women feel a little bit happier and a little bit more vivacious. And it also contains a compound called L-arginine, which is an amino acid. And the L-arginine increases circulation. And by increasing circulation, you increase circulation to the genitalia. It's been found that L-arginine is used in a lot of sexual lubricants for women to help increase blood flow to the genitalia. And PEA also contains other compounds in it as well that can help to increase libido. One of them is called theobromine. So chocolate contains a theobromine. So, you know, chocolate itself, it's no wonder that it's been used, you know, in Valentine's Day. But it can be purchased, the active compound, the PEA, can be purchased as well as the L-arginine.
Well, I would certainly hope that we would just want to eat the chocolate and get our, you know, instead of having to, I mean, we can supplement some things, Dr. Steel-Smith, but I think that one we probably wouldn't need to unless we're so worried about the calories. What about the testosterone creams out there?
Okay, well, there are testosterone creams that women can use. I know that men, you know, when they're going through andropause, in some cases will use bioidentical natural testosterone, or they'll see a medical doctor and they'll have shots of testosterone. But testosterone is something that women need as well, and they need it, however, it's a personal choice. We don't necessarily have to use hormones to have a strong vital force, which can translate into a powerful life force, which is sexual energy. But some women do find that if they use a little bit of testosterone, and I'm talking 2 to 4 milligrams of testosterone, mixed in with an estrogen or very low-dose estriol cream, estriol is the weakest estrogen, that it helps hydrate the vaginal and the vulvar tissues. It helps increase the integrity of those tissues, which as women get older, those tissues tend to get very thin and dry. And in addition, it can also enhance their sexual sensitivity. And if it's used in very low doses and it's used with a lot of vigilance, meaning that you're not giving women 10, even 20 milligrams, which I've seen some doctors do, then it can really enhance sexuality and sexual sensitivity, and it can also help with creative drive.
Well, that's really, really great information. And give us one other best advice for increasing our libido.
One other best advice for increasing our libido would be taking time out. You know, like I said, so many of my patients say, you know, sex just is like another thing I have to do at the end of the day. And, you know, couples, it's a very important part of sharing your love for another person through the most intimate and sacred part of yourself. And so what I would recommend is that women, we need to take more time out to nurture and take care of ourselves. I feel that my book, Great Sex Naturally, is really about helping women to attain a very high level of self-care and self-love so that they can build their vital energy. And part of this self-care and self-love is creating flop time, creating cruise time, creating time where they can just go out and enjoy themselves.
And where can women find this book, Great Sex Naturally, Dr. Steel-Smith?
Oh, gosh, they can find it on Amazon.com. They can find it at most bookstores. It's published by Hay House, and they can also get more information on my website, which is naturalchoicesforwomen.com.
Okay, the website is naturalchoicesforwomen.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Lori Steel-Smith. It's great advice, and women, we have to take time out for ourselves. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.